This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people. The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today.
Well, those are some of the sounds of the Isle of Wight, and welcome to the Visit Isle of Wight show. We're going to be with you for the next 45 minutes, telling you a little bit about all the wonderful things you can come to see on the Isle of Wight, and all the things that you can do over the next month or so. And I'm joined by Brandon.
Hello.
And Judith.
Hello.
And we've got a very, very special guest today, Dame Diane Thompson.
Oh, hello. Good afternoon.
Well, thanks very much for coming in, Diane. We are really excited to have you here. Because you have changed your career to dedicate it, really, to the Isle of Wight, haven't you?
I certainly have, yes.
Because you are very well known for being the chief executive of Camelot, which runs the National Lottery. You're also at Manchester Metropolitan University. You're the Chancellor as well there, aren't you?
I am indeed, yes.
So a very busy lady, but you've decided to come to the island, and 2 years ago you bought the George Hotel at Yarmouth.
I did indeed. I mean, I first came to the Isle of Wight, like many people did, when I was about four or five on holiday.
Yeah.
I first came to the George 24 years ago on a business trip, which was a really successful trip. And I fell in love with the building, and I fell in love with Yarmouth.
I know. It's a beautiful, beautiful building, isn't it?
It is.
It's 17th century. And for people at home who've never been there before, it's in the most amazing location, isn't it? Sandwiched between the castle and the pier at Yarmouth, looking out to sea. And I think that there's a wonderful, wonderful castle with a lot of history to it, because it was a Henry VIII castle. And part of the George is actually in the moat of that castle, isn't it?
It is indeed. The George actually was a house built for Sir Robert Holmes, who was a then Governor General of the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
And his official residence should have been Carisbrooke Castle.
Yeah.
But one of the perks of being Governor of the Isle of Wight was that you got 60% salvage of any shipwreck that went round on the island.
Yeah.
So he chose to live as close to the water as he possibly could. So he had a house built adjoining the castle. So one of our interior walls is a castle wall.
Yes.
And rumour has it that from time to time, the light was switched off at the lighthouse at the Needles.
Wow.
And so there are a lot of scuppered ships down there.
Well,
became very wealthy.
There are a lot of smuggling stories on the Isle of Wight, aren't there?
There are indeed, yes.
Now, and Charles II, I think, is probably your most famous visitor to the George, isn't
Charles it? II stayed on three separate occasions,
yeah,
but in the same room. So we do have the King's Room. And he did bring with him on one occasion the person who was to become James II. So, yes, we've got quite a royal history there.
No, it's amazing. I mean, the thing about the George that strikes me is that you've got this beautiful Georgian sort of interior, a lovely staircase going upstairs. But looking at the bedrooms, some of them are quite modern, aren't they? You've done a lot of work.
Yeah, I have done a lot of work in the last 2 years. What I wanted to do was to keep the basic character of the hotel the same. So
yes,
when you come in, it is the original stone flag floors.
Yeah.
The staircase, which dates back to 1670, apparently is the oldest wooden staircase in the south of England.
Yes.
And does slightly tilt from right to left.
No, but it's rather charming.
It is charming, although in my second week of ownership, I had an American lady staying who said to me, "Gee, don't you think you should get your stairs fixed?" And I resisted the temptation of saying, "Gee, don't you think you should stay in the Holiday Inn?" So, yeah, you know, we've managed to retain the character of the hotel, I hope. But once you open your bedroom door and go inside your private space, then it's modern, it's luxurious. We've got great bathrooms and all comforts there for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is the most aspirational hotel on the island and probably the best located. And the other thing that's wonderful about it is the food. We came last year and had the most wonderful lunch at the beginning of the year, and it's just blowing us away, really. The island has become this amazing place for gourmets in the last 20 years. I mean, 20 years ago, when Judith and I sort of first came down to the island, you couldn't actually buy olive oil.
No.
Except in boots. But now there's this real sort of feeling of terroir and pride in local produce, isn't there?
I think the island is a fantastic source of local produce, and our philosophy at the George is that we take as local as we possibly can, best quality, cooked simply.
Yes.
And, you know, if you look at the island itself, I mean, the garlic, the tomatoes, the asparagus. I mean, the asparagus from the Isle of Wight was the asparagus that was served at Kate and Will's wedding.
Yeah.
You know, we've got some fantastic things here. And, of course, being an island, our fish and seafood is just outstanding.
I know. Well, we're from Bembridge, and, of course, well, you can almost put your hand out of the window
better,
and,
no,
and get crab and lobster. So we're very lucky. Your first track, it's Hotel California.
It had to be.
I'm only going to play an excerpt, because if we played the whole track, summer would reach us. by the
Hopefully.
End of it. But we'll come back in a moment. Well, there was an excerpt there from the Hotel California, and that was the Eagles. This is the Visit Isle of Wight show on Vectis Radio. We're very lucky to have in the studio with us Dame Diane Thompson. And we were talking while we were listening to the Eagles about this very strange phenomenon that people, when they think about the Isle of Wight, think that it's going to take about 6 or 7 hours to get here from London. But it's actually a very quick journey, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I mean, particularly if you come down by train from Waterloo down to Lymington and then get on the ferry across, is about 2 hours.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's incredible. Same as well if you go from Waterloo to Ryde.
Absolutely.
If you get the timing right, you can be 2 hours from Waterloo to a beautiful seaside resort, which is exceptionally good. What do you do to attract people down? Do you have special events at the hotel?
We do have special events, a whole variety of things around key times like Easter weekends or Valentine's or Mother's Day.
Yeah.
We're doing a big event this year for St George's Day, which we haven't
Fantastic.
Done before, but obviously one to go for. And there's a new book that's just been launched about Churchill and Winston
Oh, yes.
Churchill's times here on the island. A new Churchill trail has just been put together, and we're going to do a Churchill weekend to try and attract people down.
That's brilliant. I think you're getting Anthony Churchill along to that.
We are indeed.
And he's coming into the studio for a Visit Isle of Wight show very shortly to
Fantastic.
Talk about that book, which is good. Now, you are situated in prime position in Yarmouth, which is a lovely Georgian town, probably the most Georgian town on the island. It's a beautiful place. It's got a delicatessen. It's got a lovely sailing club. But I think people don't realise, if they go to Yarmouth, that there are plenty of things they can do if they're energetic. I mean,
absolutely. Well, you don't even have to be that energetic, because there's the most fantastic open-top bus tour you can do from Yarmouth, which, if you don't get off,
yes.
takes about 55 minutes, but it's one of those where you can hop on and hop off, and it takes you all around West Wight, up to the Needles, up to the Batteries,
yeah.
and is really fantastic to do. So even if you're not very mobile, just get on the bus and go and see everywhere.
Yeah.
But there are fantastic walking trails on the coastal path up
That's
Tennyson
right.
Down
yeah.
and great cycleways as well. You know, cycling on the island is a fantastic opportunity, really.
Well, I think we're probably the only place where you could say the beaching cuts were good for us, because all of the old railway tracks
yeah.
have been turned into the most amazing cycle tracks, haven't they?
They have, and walkways.
Yes.
Know. And there's a great walk from Yarmouth to Freshwater.
There is. Judith and I do that a lot, actually.
And a very good pub at the other end.
There is. And also a very interesting church there, where you can see all of the Tennyson family
yeah.
graves, can't you?
Absolutely. I mean, it's actually quite amazing, isn't it? You know, obviously Tennyson himself is buried in Poets' Corner in Westminster Abbey,
yes.
but his wife and all his family, his children, they're all buried there in
yeah.
that fantastic churchyard. It's really interesting.
No, I agree. Now, you've been an island resident for, is it the last 5 years?
Seven now.
Seven, wow.
Yeah.
What's your favourite part of the island?
Well, I have to say West Wight, don't I? Of course I do. But there are some fantastic places all over. I love Bembridge. I love
yeah.
the fresh seafood in Bembridge. Probably one of my favourite places is Steep Hill Cove.
Oh, yes.
I love going down there for yeah. crab, you know, fantastic. fantastic.
And I think, you know, we were saying people think it takes as long to get to the Isle of Wight as it does to Cornwall.
Yeah,
first,
not true.
First of all, you don't need to go to Cornwall because Steep Hill Cove is like a little bit of Cornwall
it
on
is
the island,
indeed.
Isn't it?
It is absolutely like that. Absolutely. Yeah. It's a fabulous place to go. You have to walk down, park your car at the top, but fantastic sort of seafood restaurants down there. Really good.
I know. That's a great insider tip. Thank you very much for that.
My pleasure.
We talked about the George earlier. It's a beautiful, beautiful hotel. If people want to find out more, there is a website, isn't there?
There is indeed. www.thegeorge.co.uk. Very easy to find us. It's the George Yarmouth. And we'd love to have any inquiries. We do everything from morning coffees, breakfast, right through to weddings, special events, whatever.
Yeah, well, it's one of our favourite places on the island.
I'm
so
delighted to hear that.
Long may it continue. Thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
Just before you go, there's another track that you've chosen, which was a bit of a surprise because it's from a boxing movie, Rocky. Why was that? It's Bill Conti, Gonna Fly Now.
Yeah, I've always loved the Rocky movies, and in my corporate life before I retired to come down to the island to run the George, you know, I had had some very stressful times and some very good times, and whenever I had a really big day, my daughter always insisted I listen to this track first as soon as I got up in the morning, because made me think, yes, I can do this.
Yeah.
Give me the fighting spirit.
Well, let's listen to it now. Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
And, well, I hope you have a very, very good summer season. And I hope lot of people listening to this come over and see you at the George.
Thank you very much.
Stay social and get in touch. It's /Vectis Radio on Facebook. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
That was Rachel Adedeji with Madonna's remixes Bimbo Jones and Every Time I Hear Your Name, and an enormous summer anthem. Now, we are almost exhausted after all that lovely talk of food and drink at the George Hotel over in Yarmouth, but there is a great way of walking it off because there's a festival coming up with some really special events, isn't there, Judy?
Yep, there is, James. There are 16 days of great walks coming up with something for everybody in the Isle of Wight Walking Festival.
I know, it's a brilliant festival. It's on every year, and every year people get more and more ingenious in terms of the programme.
Absolutely, and the number of walks increases as well. Well, this year it's kicking off on the 30th of April,
yeah,
and it runs to the 15th of May. So it's just in time for the first spring bank holiday, which is Monday the 2nd of May.
Mm-hmm.
So great opportunity to have a long weekend on the island and enjoy some of these fantastic walks.
Yeah, we're very, very blessed with tracks. I mean, Diane was just sort of telling us about the wonderful walks up Tennyson Down and through the Yar estuary. But there are loads that you've got there that I wouldn't have even thought of.
Well, absolutely. There are over 200 walks to choose from this year on the Walking Festival. So talk about being spoilt for choice. They range from the Round the Island in 24 Hours challenge to toddlers tea parties. Lots of firm favourites are back this year, including the ghost walks.
Oh, yeah, they are an absolute non-miss thing.
Mm-hmm. The alpaca walks, I know you love those.
Yeah, I've been on two.
I know that's a firm favourite with you, that walk. And yep, one for Brandon, the speed dating walks are back.
Oh, speed dating.
And I think these walks have been hugely successful, James and Brandon.
Yeah.
There have been, to my knowledge, 5 weddings resulting from the speed dating walks.
No.
Yep, and wow, one baby.
Wow.
And there are lots of new walks too.
Is this happening while they're walking?
I hate to think what will happen on the alpaca walk. Well, they hiss and they spit, don't they?
Lovely.
But it's brilliant fun. Well, look, let's listen to Billie Holiday in Summertime and then come back with a few more walks that we can do. Ah, the unforgettable Billie Holiday, which reminds me we've got a jazz festival in Newport on the Isle of Wight coming up at the beginning of June. But let's not get ahead of ourselves, because we're talking about the Walking Festival that's going to be here at the end of March and the beginning of April. And Judy, there are so many new walks this year that people who've come before won't be at a loss at what to do.
Oh, absolutely not, James. Just highlight a few, perhaps,
yeah,
if we have time. Thank you. Well, one I'd really like to go on is the yoga, walking and relaxation in Fishbourne on the 30th of April, which is the day the whole festival kicks off. And you'll be able to enjoy stretching your body and learning some yoga moves in preparation for your walk along the beach. There will be refreshments along the way, and then when you get back to base, there will be a lovely relaxation session, so you can rest and rejuvenate yourself after your lovely, gentle nature walk.
That sounds good.
Sounds absolutely fantastic.
Is there going to be power walking? Because Judith and I went on a power walking course a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't like it, but
I haven't spotted a power walking walk yet, but I'll have another look through the programme and get back to you on that, James, and let our listeners know next time.
Yeah.
However, if landscape gardening is your thing, you will know that this year is the 300th anniversary of the birth of Capability Brown.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know James, but he did quite a lot of work over at Apple de Coombe.
Yes, he did. I know. And it's a beautiful, beautiful property, isn't it?
It's really, really, really lovely grounds. Well, the Isle of Wight Gardens Trust is offering an expert guided tour of the gardens and the inner park to discover the work that Capability Brown did there. And that's on the 3rd of May.
Yeah.
So that's one for people who are interested in the history of gardening.
Yeah.
And there's one I really, really fancy called the Jail Trail.
Yes.
And this is being led by Aaron.
Ah, Aaron, yeah.
One of our lovely, lovely Visit Isle of Wight ambassadors. And he will be taking us on an exciting adventure through historic Newport, all the way to Carisbrook Castle, where we can learn all about some of the island's most famous prisoners. This is definitely one for you, James, because we'll be starting at the Guildhall in Newport, which is where the Visit Isle of Wight Information Centre is based.
Yeah.
We'll be coming back there, and then we'll be having some tea and cake.
Oh, let's do it.
And that is on May the 6th.
Okay, well, I think we should try and do that, don't you?
I'd love to.
And if you at home want to go and do that, I think we've got a website detail, haven't we?
We have. You can check out all the details of all the walks that are on this year at www.isleofwightwalkingfestival.co.uk.
Lovely. We'll be back in a few minutes after some advertisements and a very favourite piece of our music. It's Musica Nocturna de Madrid, but with a Café del Mar Ibiza twist.
Visiting the Isle of Wight? Listen to VectisRadio.com. This is Vectis Radio.
For the people, by the people.
And that was Boccherini with a bit of a twist. Musica Nocturna de Madrid. And it's James, Judith and Brandon here at Vectis Radio Studios with the Visit Isle of Wight show, highlighting some of the wonderful things that are coming up on the island. And in the not-too-distant future, Brandon, we are going to have our very own Grand National, aren't we?
Yeah, there's an event going on in Ashy Farm, or West Ashy Farm, should I say, on Ashy Road in Ryde on the Isle of Wight. And there seems to be a lot going on down there, and it does seem really interesting. You can obviously get to the course, if you're interested in going, by using the steam railway.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we're going to, in our next show, have Peter Vale, who is the general manager of the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, coming in. And it's a really, really nice idea. So you can go and see horses jumping on this extraordinary course over lovely, lovely farmland. Lots of ditches, lots of hedges and things like that. But you can make a real day of it because you can get on a steam railway at Haven Street, and then you just get off at Ashy. And you can even connect with our own funny little Isle of Wight train, which picks you up on Rye Pier, can't you, if you're coming from the mainland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed. It all connects together, which is really smart. And basically what I've got here is, if obviously you want to see any of the details for the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, you can have a look on their website, which is www.isleofwightsteamrailway.co.uk. Which, as you said, obviously we'll be interviewing. It's Peter Vale, isn't it?
It's Peter Vale, yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, if you go along to the to this Grand National, there's three events. There's also a scurry as well. Lots of local horses taking part. And I think the best thing for Brandon and me is the fact that there's going to be a beer tent.
Yeah, that says plenty of beer there.
And the good news is we're keeping it local, aren't we? Because just a few fields away is that wonderful island brewery's Goddard's.
Yep, exactly.
And they're going to be the ones with the beer there. Do you drink much of that, Brandon?
Not really. I'm more of a cider person, to be honest, more than beer. I will have a beer here and there, depending on the day.
Yeah, but there is island cider, isn't there?
Yeah, there is island ciders. They are really nice as well, which I'm trying to remember the names because there is a couple. My mum works at the Wheat Sheaf, which she's always there like, oh, we've got some new beers coming in. And they're like, all right, Mum, thanks.
Yeah, I think it's Rosemary's Vineyard, isn't it, that's got some of those ciders. And we are really lucky to have Goddard's because there are about five or six different Goddard's beers. Mm-hmm. All of them are bitters and they are just sensational.
Yeah, and we were really lucky a few years ago, James. Do you remember when we had a guided tour around the brewery? What a fantastic setup it is.
It is. Well, don't just go to drink the beer. I think it's best to go and watch the horse racing as well. Sadly, Brandon, you're not going to be able to put some proper bets on the horses because under jockey club rules, it says here you can only have a sweepstake at this event.
Yep.
But I think it's a great one. It's going to be Sunday the 20th of March at West Ashy Farm. Have you got a website there, Brandon?
Yes, I do. You've got a lovely HTTP here as well. It's www.iw-scurry.co.uk.
Yeah, and the entry fee is going to be £5 for adults. But very nicely, children under 14 go free. And it starts at 10:30 a.m.
Yep.
Well, look, that was the Visit Isle of Wight show for today. We're going to be back in about a fortnight with a show dedicated to different forms of transport on the Isle of Wight. Brandon, Judith and I are off to try out this new car called a Twizy, which is a tiny little Renault car, which is going to be available for hire all over the island this summer. We're trying that out next week, so we'll be giving you a report on that. We said we're getting Peter Vale in from the Isle of Wight Steam Railway, and we're also going to look at environmentally friendly forms of accommodation on the island. If you want to hear more about what's going on the island, do tune in to us at www.vectisradio.com, or if you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd love to hear from you at Vectis Radio. Just tweet us, or if we're just Vectis Radio on Facebook. It's been wonderful being with you. We're going to leave you with Stereo Palmer and a little bit of a sound of what we hope you'll enjoy on the Isle of Wight. A lot of sunshine with Cardavez and a Malibu Breeze remix. From Judith.
Bye bye.
Brandon.
Au revoir.
And we'll see you very shortly. Cheerio.
The Visit Isle of Wight Show with James and Judith. Thinking of a trip to the island? Check out visitisleofwight.co.uk today. www.vectisradio.com.